Hello? Hello?
Hi, Dee. Dee, it's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. Did you make it home okay?
Yes, I'm home.
Good. So, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, I don't think so, but when is it going to be activated, you know?
Right. So with any campaign, it does take the time for us to create the content to get you on that first page and, of course, to make sure that your Google PIN verified. We don't sit on our hands while that process starts. It takes maybe 5 or 10 business days. But in that meantime, we're going to create the content to get you on that first page and build out the website for you. So it takes us about maybe 4 or 5 business days to build out your website. So, of course, at that point, once your Google PIN verified, everything that we create gets crawled and indexed by Google to get you on that first page quickly and get your phone ringing. I mean, your friends have been using the service for a while now. Like I said, one of them started way back in July. I don't remember what the other one was, but, you know, it does take a little bit of time. You know, it's not like we're going to flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls. That was another reason why doing Facebook ads is a good idea, not just to expand your coverage area, but usually those phone calls start happening within the first couple of days. So it's a faster process when the Facebook ads are included. Like I said, though, we can include those Facebook ads down the road. There wouldn't be a problem with that. And then my supervisor did approve the local campaign at that $149, that reduced rate. Was there another question?
No, let me just start with this one and once you know.
Oh, yeah, no, sure. Yeah, I was messaging my supervisor about it before. I told him that you've got a couple of friends that are using that local campaign. And I think it's a good fit for your business. I mean, I think you said it's mostly just you, but you can get some help when you need it, or you did have help before, but right now it's kind of just you. So I think that local campaign would be great for you. But once you start getting those phone calls, if you're wanting to grow your business, we can always add the Facebook ads later on.
Okay, good. All right, let's begin then. Let's start doing the thing. You need what you need for me?
Well, I can't remember if you said it was a Visa card or a MasterCard.
It's a Visa.
Visa, right. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
And it's your true name, right?
Yes.
Any middle initial on that card?
Yalem Frederiba, Yalemfreda.
No middle initial. Okay.
And
then...
T, middle initial T.
T like Tom, right? Not T like Paul?
No, T like Tom.
Okay. And then D, you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4741-6600. 0459.
Okay.
1712.
And then the expiration month and year?
11/24.
11/2024. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
566.
566. I have 566, 566 on the back. I've got November or 11 of 2024 for the expiration date. And then is the card itself the 4741-6600-0459-1712?
Correct.
Does that bill at the new address?
Yes, 7519 Hayton Court.
Can you spell that again? The 7519?
T-A-T as in Thomas, O as in Octagon, N as in Nancy, E as in Echo. Kitten, Court,
oh, Oxen. That's in Oxen,
yeah.
Maryland, 20745. So that's the address that the card bills to. But then the other address for the business was a different address, right? I mean, that was in Alexandria.
Yes.
Okay. Let me just, because my screen was wanting to populate that address. And the zip code there, what was the other street, the one in Alexandria?
What was it? 6270? Lincolnia.
Lincolnia, right?
Yeah.
The computer's getting a little slow. Late in the day, it gets slow. And that populates the 22312. Gotcha. So this particular card bills at the 7519 Catone or Catone Court, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do now, I'm required to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. It's a voice verification that clearly outlined your service agreement, that it is, of course, month to month, that it is, with my supervisor's permission, that very reduced rate, that $149 for the local campaign, that we are actually waiving the setup fee and including that website at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though. Give me just 1 second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. D, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online? I have Yale Appliance Repair, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then, D, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Yeah, it's under my name.
So you're the owner, right?
Yes.
And just for the record, you go by D, your nickname.
Yes.
Okay. But your full name is Yamalfri Dariba?
Yes.
Okay. And then as the owner of Yale Appliance Repair D, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right? You make all the marketing decisions for your company.
Yes.
Perfect. And then for the billing information that you did provide, that card in your name, of course, you're an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Correct.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. D, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Now, again, it is month to month, but the reason we ask is all the content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you, and we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since you are the one that goes out to them and no one ever does come to you. Now, of course, we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we could make sure that all of that information is always accurate, current, and consistent. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, and, of course, with my supervisor allowing me to even reduce the cost further, since you do have a couple of friends that are using our service already, the next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, again, we're waiving the setup fee altogether, will be charged today's date, the 8th of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $149.00. That $149 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, meaning there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $149. Again, that rate will never go up on you unless, of course, you decide at some point to include the Facebook ads. We do have that at a reduced rate of $249 for this particular account, but you have to let us know when you want to include that if you decide to do that later on. Now, recurring billing on the 8th of the month and that exact amount, it'll never go up. To prevent charges to your next month of service, of course, it's completely at will. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service if you end up getting more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. You can also pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. And that day is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Dureba, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay.
Okay. So that actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. That email does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Well, you can just send me through the email.
Okay. Perfect. So you'll get that by way of email in about a minute or so. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. The email address will be on there as well. And then you'll also receive an additional email through our automated system about the first month's invoice will be attached to that email and a link to the written terms and conditions provided to you in writing, everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. Now, you'll receive that by email as well as text message. When you receive either of those, please let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end, and I just wanted to verify the email as yalerepair@yahoo.com, Y-A-L-E-R-E-P-A-I-R at yahoo.com, correct?
No, it's at gmail.com.
Oh, it's at gmail.com. Okay, that might be why the email is still pending on our end. Let me update that information, and then I'll send that back out to you.
I received a text from you.
You received the text message. I'm going to make sure that you get the email, too, because our system was trying to send it to the other, to the yahoo.com. So this is the one that we want you to see. Local Splash initial invoice. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Are you able to see that?
Where, on my text or on my email? I haven't received it on my email yet, but I see that.
Yeah.
On the...
Does it open up on the text?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And are you able to click on the link?
I received the email as well. Yes, I clicked the link. It says there's an agree thing. You want me to agree?
Yeah, because we are going to be wanting to send you text messages, SMS messages through the computer, and then click on that box that you agree to receive messages, and then, of course, that you agree, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer on the card, and then the longer box, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you do type in your name as it appears, or copy and paste it. If you copy and paste it, just be careful not to copy a space before or after. If you are typing it in, it is case sensitive. So the Y, the T, and the D are capitalized, but there is no period after the T. It's just the middle initial, but no period. Once you've got your name as it appears there, and I've got it in the notes, though, that you go by D. We just have to send everything out officially. Once you've got your name as it appears there, click the confirm signature box to the right-hand side. That's going to do a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we were able to reduce the cost, that $149, and that we're doing the website. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and then also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and for us to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful, D, in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when it takes you to that next screen.
Yeah, that's where I am now.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. You don't have to go any further. The reason that you see it, though, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that we'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. You can't do it now because your tracking system isn't active. The automated system thinks that you're trying to log in and that your tracking system is already active. We do have to do that client interview first to create the content, to create the website, for us to track it. And then in a couple of days, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password. The password you can change. The username I can give you now because it cannot be changed and it's already been assigned. It's your number, your phone number. The area code is included, but it's just numbers, no dashes or spaces, no parentheses, just 202-706-6470. There's just the 1-6 there. But that's your username. You know your phone number better than I do, of course. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite needs to be for your client interview. Now, it's a little bit late in the day, though, to get you for that 6:30. Can we do tomorrow morning at 10 or in the morning sometime tomorrow?
What are we going to do?
This is the client interview. So our technician's going to want to know, like, any mission statement if you have one, or a slogan, a motto. We'll go into detail about all the different services that you provide, all of the different makes and models and types of appliance and things like that, your service area.
So
takes about a half an hour.
I just I just need to be on the phone, right? I don't have to
do
anything.
Yes, you do not have to be in front of a computer, and it's all information that you'll know off the top of your head. There's 10 o'clock, 11, or 12. There are later ones, too, but would the morning, mid-morning work for you?
I'm going to be on my way driving that time. I have a long drive tomorrow.
Does this time work better for you, like around 6, 6.30, or 5 o'clock maybe tomorrow?
No, let's do it in the morning, like 8.30 or 9.
I can't do it as early as that. Our first one available tomorrow is 10 o'clock. But you can still be driving. I mean, if you're going to be driving for a little bit, I mean, it takes about a half an hour, so.
Let's do it 10 o'clock. That's fine.
10. Okay. We'll schedule it from 10 until 11. But it's probably going to get you just a few minutes after 10 and take about a half an hour. Okay. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, meaning if I'm not already on another phone call or in a meeting, then I'll be able to be part of that call at least in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I may already be on a call. But if I'm on a call, they're going to call you anyway. They'll take really good care of you. I did want to set up a little bit of added security on the account, just a question and an answer. So anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Yale Appliance Repair, even if it's UD and we recognize your voice, we'll still ask you for the answer to the security question. And anyone who calls you, this is important, anyone who calls you moving forward telling you that they are with Google or with Local Splash even, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know the answer and the question. The reason we say this is that the voice verification is very clear. With my supervisor's permission, it's a reduced rate of $149, and that is the exact amount it bills once a month for that amount. So anybody who calls you and tells you that you owe more money, or even if they're asking for more information about your business or something like that, if they don't know my name, Paul Gordon, if they don't know the answer and the question, just politely let them go, especially in about 4 or 5 days once your website is completed. Please make sure that they know my name and even the question and answer. You've got two options. They won't know what they are unless they're with Local Splash. But your options are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born.
City you were born. And then what is the answer?
Halaba, H-A-L-A-B.
H-A-L-A-B?
Yeah.
H-A-L-A-B.
H-A-L-A-B, yeah.
H-A-L-A-B. Okay. I have to type it in twice. Make sure I got it both times. And then you're all set and squared away there. The client interview, like I said, is already scheduled for tomorrow at 10. I did send you a calendar invite. The invite is just for your information. You don't have to respond to it, just for your records there. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. It's got your username again, which is your phone number. Then it's got your name and then your actual phone number with the dashes and things like that. Now, you should have gotten a couple of other emails. It looks like our system, well, it's still about to send you the welcome email. I'm going to trigger it manually because it did send it earlier, and I want to make sure that you have it because it sent it to the wrong email address, and I think that was my fault. I typed in yahoo.com. But I'm going to send you the welcome email. And then the other email that you did get was action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you can send to us on that list will help us expedite the process of getting you PIN verified and getting you on that first page of Google. Google's gotten a little bit more complete and detailed with the information that they require because they want companies to be on the first page to be actual local legitimate businesses who will provide the service when called. So if you have any photos of the tools or equipment that you use, your work vehicle, obviously there's no physical work place because you go out to the customer. So maybe just where you park your vehicle when you're not using it, or even a close-up of your tools in the truck itself. Any business card if you have one. And then is the business licensed and insured or not? Not yet.
It is licensed and insured.
It is licensed and insured. So any of that information that you can send our way will certainly expedite the process of us getting you on that first page and getting you PIN verified. But you're all set and squared away there. I do have it notated here that you definitely go by D as your nickname. So when we call you tomorrow, whether I'm on that call or not, we'll be asking to speak with D, and this will be the number that we'll call. Might not be right at 10, but certainly within a couple of minutes after 10. Okay?
All right.
I appreciate the D, and I appreciate your friends for recommending you to us, and certainly we look forward to getting your phone ringing just the same as we did with them, and then, of course, earn your business 1 month at a time. I appreciate you. Thanks so much. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. Thank you, D. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.